So we're at Tremoe campus at Penryn in Cornwall for Agile on the Beach.
Toby Parkins from UK Network Urban Head Forwards and co-organiser of Agile on the Beach.
Now, what was the idea behind setting this up? What are you trying to achieve here?
There's a number of things we're looking to achieve. I mean, first of all, we've really felt that Agile as a methodology and as a philosophy has huge benefits to businesses, whether or not they're in the IT sector or whether or not that they're just general businesses that have IT requirements. And therefore, we were looking to sort of try and raise awareness of different Agile methodologies, promote it for practitioners, but also for businesses to actually learn more about how it can benefit their organisations and their processes, how they can become more efficient, how they can achieve more for less, how they can get better value, how they can actually become therefore better organisations, more profitable and more successful business-wise.
If you were going to sum up Agile in a couple of sentences, how would you do that?
It's a collection of methods and techniques that allow you to change the outcome of a project as the project develops. Most traditional projects or the traditional project methodologies involves having a huge specification at the beginning. That really large specification takes ages to define, and ultimately as this sort of abstract project develops, you then find that actually, we don't need half of the stuff we thought we needed, but we now need some additional requirements. And it's those additional requirements that actually make an Agile project more successful and the ultimate results far better.
Okay, so I'll move over to Michael Barrett of Oxford Innovation. Just tell me, what can businesses gain from using this methodology?
I think the real, if you look at the businesses that we've been working with, it's a huge range of different things. It's new business, you know, completely new, you know, brand new businesses being set up using this methodology. It's improved efficiency, it's improved speed to market, it's improved people skills. And I think it's also very important to recognize the benefit to the actual people themselves working in the companies, that the companies are working much more efficiently. People want to come and work within those businesses, and we're attracting people back into Cornwall to come and work. So we're building the critical mass of the software industry in Cornwall.
It's lunchtime at Agile on the Beach, and just trying to find out what people have learnt from the conference.
Well, I mean, I think it's reinforced a lot of the stuff that I already kind of knew, but really thought-provoking. Just makes you sort of take a bit more pride in everything that you're doing. Just interested in, you know, the community that's out there and sharing ideas and stuff.
Okay, what about yourself?
I'm looking at it from a more business strategic point of view. So there's some valuable lessons I think I've picked up.
Such as?
Such as the minimum viable product aspect that's been talked about in terms of testing the market in a real life environment and learning lessons before committing too much to a particular project.
So Tom and Mary Poppendick have been called the godparents of Agile. Now I'm with Mary and Tom now. Mary, just to explain, where did Agile come from? How did it start?
Well, it depends on how you think about it, because Agile has always, for decades, been the way that good software engineering has been done. But somewhere, I don't know, in the 90s or so, we kind of lost our way. And people got into their heads that the best way to do software was to write this big long list of requirements and then make sure that they were correct. And then after a long time of doing that, then you did some coding and you wrote all this code and then you tested it. And that flawed concept kind of took over a large amount of software development, although not most engineering parts of software, but other areas of software development, IT organizations, for example, people looking for certainty and thinking this was going to give it to them. And rounds about the mid to late 1990s, that concept, which some people call waterfall, became popularized. And about 2000, was it 2001?
Something like that.
The Agile Manifesto was written by people who said, wait a minute, it's the wrong way to do software. We know better. And we did. We've known better for decades. And a group of people became a bigger movement saying, let's do it things in short iterations. At the same time, technical tools became available to do early testing, to do that kind of more rapid delivery, to integrate with deployment and that sort of thing. And it became more and more practical to abandon that flawed concept from the 1990s and get back to the roots of software development, which was done in a much more agile way.
Okay, Tom, just explain to me just a few of the points about Agile, which you think are the most important in getting people to improve the way they program. Just break it down to essentially the simple basics here.
The model of software as a factory has proven utterly defective. Instead, what you're really doing when you're creating software is learning about better ways to execute some process, to solve some problem. Now, there are very effective models for how to learn effectively, and they are not to write a big plan and then execute this big plan. The models for learning effectively are much more based on having a hypothesis, understanding the implications of this set of assumptions about what you're trying to accomplish, and then doing experiments to see, am I right? And if you are, proceed, make another guess, proceed, test it, but always proceed based on evidence of experiments that you've performed to confirm that your way of thinking about the problem and the solution that you think will work is correct. Not speculate on it, but actually do experiments to try it.
So let's summarize Agile on the Beach with Michael Barrett of Oxford Innovation.
When Tom and Mary, who are our keynote speakers, first came down, I had tea with them when they first arrived from America, and Tom asked me what our aspirations for the conference were, and this little presentation explains that. And you'll see here that our little friend here, our dinosaur friend, and he says, all my friends are dead. So dinosaurs are all dead, and if we don't change the way we do things in Cornwall, the Cornwall industries will die, like the dinosaurs. So what we've tried to do with the conference is bring the world to Cornwall, and we have tried to take Cornwall to the world. And I think that's the really two key messages that we want to get across, that we're making Cornwall a global place for doing software.